Savage. What do you want? Information. Whose side are you on? That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information.
You won't get it. By hook or by crook, we will. Who are you? The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Good afternoon. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgergen, here with you for an hour and a half today till 4:30 p.m. There's a brand new Ron's Reviews coming up at 4:30. You want to stick around for that? But for right now, yes, I have you here in the eclectic space that I've built here on Radio Free Winnipeg. Happy to have you with us on the eve of Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve Eve, and a very special little show. As I've said before on the last episode, we are doing today a belated happy birthday to the punk rock philosopher Mike Watt. Yes, born on this day in 1950. Sorry, not on this day. December 20th was actually his birthday. And December 20th, 1957, so he is 68 years old, still going strong. The man, the myth, the legend, Mike Watt of the Minuteman, Firehose, Stooges, much, much more. His own solo work, lots of collaboration as well over the years. And I think as well, if I remember correctly, yesterday was also the anniversary of the death of his friend, collaborator, fellow Minutemen, D. Boone. December 22nd, he died in 1985 in a car crash. That changed Watt forever. But D. Boone, one of the amazing guitarists and musicians, I think, out of the American hardcore underground scene. Really incredible stuff. So kind of a interesting confluence of events there, here talking about Mike Watt, and also just yesterday the anniversary of D. Boone's death. So we're going to be playing a whole smattering of the Watt today. And if you don't know about Mike Watt, I mean, just an incredible musician, also a man that has his own lingo, Pedro speak. Yeah, he's from San Pedro, Los Angeles, California, which is kind of south of L.A., kind of in between L.A. and San Diego. It's the port area. Of course, Mike Watt's dad was in the Navy, so that's why they were based in San Pedro. And there's a lot of that, the themes of the ocean, and his entire second record is dedicated to his dad, contemplating the engine room, one of his first rock opera. But Watt has his own language a little bit, too. Talks about practice, calls it prac, a project is a proj, has his, all of his own little thing. Of course, their big thing, D. Boone and Mike Watt, with the Minutemen, were econo, which is short for economic, making the most of what you have and doing a lot with that, which is an ethic I think that CKW shares as well with Mike Watt and the Minutemen and D. Boone. Of course, there's a great documentary about the Minutemen called We Jam Econo, which you should go check out if you haven't. So, to kick us off today, we're going to hear two tracks from Firehose. This was the band that Mike Watt joined after the Minutemen broke up because of D. Boone's death. And it was... they were active 86 to 94. And it's basically with Mike Watt and George Hurley, who were previously on the Minutemen, but Ed Crawford on guitar and singing. And we're just going to... Minutemen are definitely in their own category. We'll talk about them. Firehose, also a great band. And we're going to play two tracks from them. Down with the Bass off their classic record, Fly in the Flannel, and Brave Captain. Here's... to kick us off today on our Mike Watt belated happy birthday, here's some Firehose for you right now on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM.
Lead them. Presentation of problems. Describe them. Problems. There are doubts in your ability. There's too many blanks in your analogy. The enemy turned captain. The captain turned civilian. The lieutenant becomes casualty. The lieutenant becomes casualty. The enemy turned captain. The captain turns civilian. The lieutenant becomes casualty. The lieutenant becomes casualty. There are doubts in your ability. There's too many blanks in your analogy.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Do you have a bad Monday? Is your apathy catching up with you at work? Do you want to unwind to some blisteringly fast and brutal thrash? Tune into Thrash Can Mondays 5 to 6 p.m. here on CKUW.
And if you can believe it, it's a Tuesday.
Macho Man
nothing
Randy.
Nothing means nothing.
Nothing
means nothing. Man.
Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
More, I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah. Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in. But the cream will rise to the top.
And we are back. You're tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgerkin, here with you till 4:30 p.m. Yes, that is correct. And we're doing a little belated birthday, happy birthday to one Mike Watt. We just heard the second band he was in, Firehose. We heard Brave Captain and Down with the Bass. Down with the Bass, the first track came off of the, I think the 91 album, I think it was released, Flying the Flannel. I think it was one of the most rated, one of the most underrated records of the 90s. Whatever that's supposed to mean. What you going to do? Great record. Firehose is a great band. And, of course, we're going to get to Minuteman and all the other Watt stuff that he's been involved with. I mean, his his career is as varied as they come. Such a long story with Watt. Kind of impossible to convey all of that, really, in a hour and a half show about his roots and everything like that. I'm just going to play some of my favorite stuff of his and leave it at that. You can go find all kinds of stuff about Mike Watt if you so choose. He still does the Watt from Pedro show, a great podcast radio show that he does. Puts out several episodes a week, 3 hours of some great music. So if you want to go check it out, Watt from Pedro show, he always opens up with some John Coltrane. So now looking a little bit to this next set is kind of jumping all over the place. He formed a super group of sorts in 2008 consisting of Mike Watt on bass and vocals, Niles Klein from Wilco, drummer Greg Sauner from Deerhoof, and guitarist vocalist Nick Reinhardt from Terra Melius. They released an album in 2017, and it's a great record, just called self-titled Big Walnuts Yonder. So we're gonna hear I Got Marty Feldman Eyes, and then off of his second rock opera, The Second Man's Middle Stand, which has to do with his illness that he had in the early 2000s, as well as, I think, kind of based on, is it, there's a book as well that he's basing it on, Dante's The Divine Comedy. That's it. I was going to say The Inferno, but I was like, that's not right. So we're going to hear Puke to High Heaven, and longtime CKUW listeners might recognize this track. There was a show that actually I got my start on this wonderful station that used this track as its theme song, Puke to High Heaven. And then we're going to hear a track from a more recent, 2011 solo record, Hyphenated Man. We're going to hear Hammering Castle Birdman. So here's some Big Walnuts Yonder, Second Man Middle Stand, Mike Watt, and then a solo Hyphenated Man record, all coming up next on our happy belated birthday to bassist, all around amazing human, Mike Watt, here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yeah. state I'm in, the burden of this fever heating I've heard. Abuse really dear, wanna bail and let me shake free. For God's sakes, please, all the fear noise is just a relay. I'll be thy heaven, I'll be thy heaven, I'll be thy heaven. I'll be thy heaven, I'll be thy heaven, I'll be thy heaven. I'll be thy heaven, I'll be thy heaven, I'll be thy heaven. Convulse twist of wine, do your deck dance on wood. Every completeness ever. Second slip. Where? All the feeling just a meeting. I'll be thy heaven. 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 Help you die heaven, help you die heaven, help you die heaven.
We'll be right back. CKUW 95.9 FM is supported by the Dave Barber Cinematheque, located at 100 Arthur Street. Run by the Winnipeg Film Group, the Dave Barber Cinematheque has been a mainstay in the Exchange District since the 1980s, showing films from across the globe and highlighting Winnipeg filmmakers. Check out their show listings, updated monthly, at DaveBarberCinematheque.com. The Dave Barber Cinematheque, from cult classics to documentaries, from experimental surrealism to captivating realism, you can find a seat and some popcorn at 100 Arthur Street. Check out their show listings, updated monthly, at DaveBarberCinematheque.com. Show your CKUW friends card and get member pricing for any regular screening.
Shh. Oh, there's so much service noise. I can't hear the music.
What orchestra is this?
I'm trying to tell you, Unc. You plugged in the washing machine.
Oh, great balls of fire. So I have rippling rhythm.
Tune in to Sane Radio. S-A-N-E. Sound Art Noise Experimental. Here on CKW 95.9 FM and CKW.ca every Wednesday, 8 to 9 p.m.
Back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dill Gherkin. And we are continuing with our little happy belated birthday to one Mike Watt. You just heard three tracks. That was Hammer Castle Birdman off his 2011 record, Hyphenated Man. Great record. I really dig their record. Then the Second Man's Middle Stand, which I believe is his third solo record. That was Puke to High Heaven. Yes, believe it or not, that was the theme song for our morning news show we used to have on CKUW, where I got my start. People of Interest. Yeah, of course we would have Mike Watt as a theme song for a new show. And then started all off with Big Walnuts Yonder, Mike Watt's super group, with I Got Marty Feldman Eyes. That also feels features Niles Klein. Yeah, definitely a collaborator of his. They have worked together on a few different projects, as they say. We're going to get to the weather report in a minute, but here are some examples of the Mike Watt, Pedro speak. His own slang comes from his own kind of way of looking at life, but also his dad's Navy background. So, Econo, economical minimalist way of living and touring. The boat is a tour van, a hell ride is a rough tour, and a half-ass in the meantime is a temporary situation. A square John is a normie regular person. A ball hog is a rude person who hogs things. Thunder broom boomstick, that's the bass guitar. Chow, that's eating. Conk is to sleep, conk out. Oh. That's, you know, so he always refers to the movement. That's a shorthand for the punk rock ethos, the mindset. That was a big thing for the Minutemen. The story was that they dressed all like punks, like they thought you were supposed to, and they got they caught a lot of crap for it, and they said, "Oh, we should keep the punk thing on our heads and just dress in our normal clothes." Watt, of course, at the start of the show, I was playing some off of Firehose, "Flying the Flannel." He's always wearing flannel, and some of that had to do with his love of CCR. When he was first learning how to play the bass, he couldn't really hear the bass lines on the CCR records. But he thought to himself, oh, well, maybe John Fogerty's always wearing flannel. Maybe if I wear flannel, I'll get some of that. You know, so that's where the flannel comes from. He made this funny analogy. The first concert Watt ever went to was actually T-Rex. And the guitarist, of course, has this big feather boa on, you know. Mark Bolan, and or is it Matt Bolan for T-Rex? Something Bolan. Probably getting that wrong. But he said, oh, well, maybe John Fogerty's boa is the flannel. I love the way the guy thinks. Yeah, Mike Watt, if you haven't seen it, We Jam Econo, go check it out. It's a beautiful documentary. Talk a little bit about that in the Minutemen in a moment. But let's quickly get to the weather. Ah, yes, the weather. Current conditions as of right now. Minus 14 degrees, wind north, 3 kilometers, wind chill minus 6. Minus 16, of course. That's not so bad because such a light wind. It's such a beautiful day today, really. Today, mainly cloudy, minus 15. Wednesday, minus 12. A mix of sun and cloud. And minus 19, partly cloudy for Christmas Eve. Christmas Day, minus 7 and cloudy. A periods of snow through the evening, minus 11. Boxing Day, minus 10. A mix of sun and cloud. Minus 12, periods of snow. Saturday, more snow. Minus 9, minus 22 overnight. Sunday, minus 19. 60% chance of flurries, pardon me. Low of minus 25 and clear. And Monday, the 29th, minus 18 and sunny. Taking a look here. Highest temperature recorded was a balmy plus 3, almost 4 degrees in 1963. Lowest temperature, 2013, with minus 36. Maximum wind chill recorded, 1983, minus 46. That is pretty brutal. Most precipitation recorded on this day, 15.5 millimeters in 1945. Most snow on the ground, average snow on the ground is 11.7 centimeters. Maximum snow on the ground on this day, 81 centimeters, 1955. Sunrise is just 8:25 in the a.m. Sunset is 4:30, getting exactly almost 8 hours and 5 minutes of daylight. Getting past that solstice, it's all uphill from here, isn't it? Now, continuing on with Mike Watt and our belated happy birthday to him. We are going to hear Bob Dylan wrote propaganda songs from the Minutemen, and then I Felt Like a Gringo, also by the Minutemen, and then Mike Watt doing a cover of One Captain Beefheart. Yes, this is off Neon Meat Dream of an Octafish record, which is a tribute record. Here is Mike Watt playing Dirty Blue Jean. So here's some Minutemen and Mike Watt singing Captain Beefheart right now on Radio Free Winnipeg for our happy belated birthday show to Mike Watt. Let's get into it.
joy, what reason to use some drugs? Something makes you beat, something trash. American trash, you must could ruin a good time.
Don't you wish you never met her? never met her. Don't you wish you never met her? Dirty blue jean. She's not bad.
Support for CKUW is provided by the West End Cultural Center, your friendly local arts nonprofit, bringing you live music, community, and connection since 1987. Roll around in the shadows like a cat in the light. I'm scared of everyone.
Hi, I'm Keith Black, host of Voyage, 3 hours of jazz heard here at CKUW every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., or streamed and archived at ckuw.ca. I play a wide range of current jazz styles and have an historical segment each week looking back at jazz history. The current jazz scene is vibrant and exciting, and you can hear proof of that each Wednesday between 10 and 1.
And if you can believe it, say Tuesday.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
I'm a chameleon, yeah.
Chameleon?
Yeah. I'm talking about the beat goes on, yeah. And the beat goes on, yeah. And the beat goes on.
And we are back. The beat goes on here. CKW 95.9 FM. This is Radio Free Winnipeg. I'm your host, DJ Dilgirk. And we just heard Mike Watt doing a cover of Captain Beefheart, Dirty Blue Jean. And then two tracks from the Minutemen, I Felt Like a Gringo off of Buzz or Howl Under the Influence of Heat, that record. And then the Minutemen, one of my favorite all-time tracks, Bob Dylan Wrote Propaganda Songs off What Makes a Man Start Fires, both off the SST record label. Continuing on with our little happy belated birthday to Mike Watt. I just double-checked. Yes, it's Mark Bolan of T-Rex. That was Mike Watt's first concert. And I think it definitely led an impression. And, you know, but for him, I think there was also, as much as, you know, we'll get to it, he... I didn't put that in my set list, but he does cover like Blue Oyster Cult. He is a child of the 70s, as he would say, but there was a big contrast between the arena rock thing and what he got into with the movement punk rock. His big thing was, like, you know, punk rock taught us that we could make our own songs. Everybody was just doing cover songs and we could do our own thing. And they were definitely the Minutemen. Definitely were their own thing, even within the SST record label on a lot of the what is called hardcore punk in the 80s underground. I mean, you know, we think of these things as being you know, really static and a specific type of style, but the truth of the matter is there's all kinds of bands. I mean, the Meat Puppets were also on the SST record label. And the Minutemen were just all over the place and had these amazing influences. But they also love CCR too, right? Which is interesting to think about. But for Watt, he always says, music is music. You know, as long as it has that same spirit, that same thing to him, that's what matters. And in the We Jam Econo documentary, there's this really profound thing that Watt talks about, that when they were in the Minutemen, the lead, the guitarist and singer D. Boone was talking about how he really wanted his big thing was he wanted punk shows and shows in general to start earlier. Because at that point, you know, you'd go to these clubs and they would... And at some ungodly hour at night, you know, 3-4 in the morning, right? And D. Boone's point was, well, no working person can actually go and access any of this art that's happening. That's really amazing. And his point is art should be for everyone. He's like starting the shows earlier, starting at like 9 or 8. So people can go see the show and then get home so they can still get up early for work. And all the guys in the Minutemen, D. Boone, Mike Watt, George Hurley, they all had their own jobs at the same time as well as doing the music. So that was a big part of that. And when you think about that point about, well, the art should be for everyone, so it should be accessible to everyone, is a pretty profound thing, right? And it wasn't about some kind of music. It wasn't about... any kind of fame. It was like, no, art should be for everyone. I thought that was such a beautiful point in the documentary. Now we're going to get to the short... A lot of these Minutemen songs are so short. I see the phone ringing. Call back in a minute when the music starts. I can't answer the phone. We're going to hear three tracks from the classic Minutemen album, Double Nickels on the Dime. We're going to hear Vietnam, political song for Michael Jackson to sing, and The Roar of the Masses, Could Be Farts. Continuing on with our Minutemen tribute, Mike Watt, happy belated birthday. Here on Radio Free Winnipeg, here on CKW 95.9 FM.
Monitors a riot with petition. I must look like a dork. So dig this big crux. Organizing the Boy Scouts for murder is wrong. 10 years beyond the big sweat point. Man, it was still there ever without you. Coming back around, look, we're coming together for just a second. A peek, a guess. At the wholeness, it's way too big. At the wholeness, it's way too big. We'll be right back.
the green lawn. Malibu, Lucky Loud, thinking of time. Forced out in time. These expressions. Improvised inventions lost in the way. Absolute the course, which instinct betrays. Neck itself, solutions surround. In brightness, being real, blinding and free. Pastel gems hit burlesque and flaw. Fuck of the instant, challenging the time. Through the observer, plagiarizing hands.
Generous support to CKW 95.9 FM is provided by Diversity Food Services. Diversity is a social enterprise committed to a just and fair food economy in Winnipeg. Sleepy Owl at 751 Wall Street is part of the Diversity Food Service family. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Sleepy Owl Bread is a small craft bakery specializing in artisan bread and delicious pastries using fair trade, organic, and certified sustainable suppliers. With your CKUW Friends card, you are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM, and with a Friends card, your dollars will get you more at
the King Cobb Market Pub at 580 Ellis Avenue, your local arts and craft beer pub. With a rotating selection of local beer, art, music, and Southern-inspired pub eats, your 10% discount on all food and selected taps makes this West End neighborhood pub an ideal place to start, end, or even be your next night out. Be sure to check out their Bella Vista nights every Wednesday for free live music sponsored by CKUW 95.9 FM. Fiercely local.
Join CKUW's community of support by donating $35 during Fun Drive in February to get a friend's card and get access more deals around Winnipeg.
Saturday night at midnight, CKUW 95.9 FM presents Shrimp Farm. Crypto. Former CKUW Sports Director Electric John teams up with mindfulness guitar guru Jason Eastwood to bring you the Cryptocurrency Counterculture Report. A mindful pause to your day. Jets 3.0.
Jets 3.0.
Boomer. Barry.
Me, Barry.
And many surprises.
Mary took to running with a traveling man, left her mama crying.
The analog relevance within the digital resonance. Shrimpfarm.crypto every Saturday night from midnight till 1 o'clock in the morning on CKUW 95.9 FM.
David Barsamian, host and director of Alternative Radio. Alternative Radio can be heard on CKUW 95.9 FM every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Alternative Radio is committed to the principles of public broadcasting, offering a forum for voices and views often unheard in mainstream media. Like CKUW, Alternative Radio is supported by listeners just like you. Go to alternativeradio.org to find out more about our programming, audio, and transcripts. Thank you very much.
Every Thursday night.
Ah, you know not everybody talking mama girl can't dance, she's mine.
7:30 till 9.
Do you have a friend you can talk to? Do you have
CKUW 95.9 FM.
What do I want? I want my fair share.
Adult kindergarten. Music for finger painting, playing the sandbox, or playing tunes for your grandma.
Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
Back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. This is our happy belated birthday to one Mike Watt. We just heard three tracks from the Minutemen off their classic record, Double Nickels on the Dime. You heard The Roar of the Masses, Could Be Farts, political song for Michael Jackson to sing, and to kick it all off, Vietnam. Now, the ringing tremolo chords, of Link Ray's Rumble brings us to the Mandatory Heavy, and today the Mandatory Heavy is brought to you by the Stooges live. Yeah, that's right, this is live. Iggy and the Stooges, and this is a live recording with one Mike Watt. Yes, he joined the band, and this was a huge thing for him, right? Like, the Stooges are such a big band for him. And he played with Iggy Pop and the Stooges. This is them doing 1969. So, I mean, the Stooges are about as heavy as they come. So here is Mike Watt playing the boomstick for the Stooges live. 1969 for the Mandatory Heavy here on Radio Free Winnipeg, CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg.
When in 1960,
gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
Unbelievable. Time distortion. Space is the place. Me and Gene Okerlund go down that lonesome highway. Yeah, but don't be hypnotized. No, reincarnation doesn't have to be. You can concentrate and you can mental telepathy.
Yeah, but the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on.
Back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. This is Radio Free Winnipeg, and I'm your host, DJ Dilgirk, and we just heard live track from the Stooges with Mike Watt on bass. Yeah, that was still with the Ashen Brothers and Iggy Pop there, 1969 for our mandatory heavy. He also did The Weirdness, which was sort of this interpretation of Stooges songs, and so I mean, Watt, it was quite the story that he got to play with Iggy and the Stooges, and he's talked a lot about that that whole experience. The funny story, he was talking to Iggy Pop about the first gigs he was going to play with the Stooges, and of course Watt's always wearing like flannel and stuff, and Iggy Pop's like, no flannel. You cannot wear flannel, because what it sort of explained, because Iggy's not working a machine, he's just singing, he's thinking about the whole thing, about what it looks like, whereas, you know, the guy, you know, they're all working their machines, as Watt would call it. They're kind of in their own thing, where Iggy's thinking of the whole thing, and there was this bad experience he had where the drummer was wearing like an orange shirt, and the guitarist was wearing green. He said it just looked bad, and so he says, like, you can't wear flannel. And Watt looks at him and goes, what about or maybe this was over the phone, but Watt says, what about Levi and Converse sneakers? And Iggy's like, yeah, that's strong, you can wear that. So usually Watt was in, like, you know, I guess something that wouldn't be too jarring for the eyes. Yeah, he talked about how intense those gigs were, right? And how, yeah, I guess on a technical level you could say the music of the Stooges isn't, like, quote-unquote complicated. But for Watt to be in there and to play and to be with those guys, he was like, my hands, he's like, I you know, they would be so sore after gigs because you're just giving it their all. And if you weren't in it and giving it your all, like, Iggy would notice and like kick your butt. So Watt was like, those gigs were a trip, which I'm sure it was. Really incredible stuff. Stooges, man, Stooges. 4:09 p.m. we're gonna get to a little bit of the events listings in a little bit. We're just going to go have a quick set here, and then we're going to get into the events listings for this week. Mike Watt's first solo record, which is entitled Ball Hog or Tugboat. So a ball hog is, you know, someone who's hoarding everything, kind of rude. Tugboat for Watt is someone who's willing to work together to do, you know, maybe the unglamorous stuff to make things go. Hence a tugboat, right? It's all that Navy speak. This is a great track, and there's so many different people on it. But this is, we're going to hear Against the 70s, Piss Bottle Man, and Drove Up from Pedro, off Mike Watt's first solo record. And yeah, Against the 70s, really, that song is still so very vital, I think, especially we're in the world of a copy of a copy of a copy, Everything is just photocopied like 10 times over now. So yeah, here's Mike Watts off his first solo record here, continuing our happy belated birthday to Mike Watt here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM.
Ooh, this bottle man. Ooh, piss bottle man. Piss bottle man. Ooh, piss bottle man. Driving in his shoes, using the bottle he used. Every time I pop, I think of my pop and pay my dues. Respect such a tradition, a shrine in my truck cab. Ooh, piss bottle man. Ooh, piss bottle man. Ooh, piss bottle man. Ooh, piss bottle man.
The 70s had him spaced up in Hollywood. Maybe then he could find a reason for his bass. Turned his Volkswagen a Spielwagon, Hong Kong Cafe New Year show. Drove up from Pedro, what drove? Thunder tune, stuffed the thing in the hole. Drove up from Pedro, he drove. We'll be right back. still lives in Pedro, and for work he does gigs. But from time to time he seems to find for inspiration he's got to dig back to them days when the Germs played him and Joe Baza at that show. Drove up from Pedro, from Pedro, up from Pedro they drove.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgerkin. We are continuing with our happy belated birthday to one Mike Watt. We just heard three tracks off of his first solo record, Ball Hog or Tugboat. We just heard Against the 70s, Piss Bottle Man, and then Drove Up from Pedro. Of course, that is the great San Pedro, California, where he's from. Now, quickly, let's take a look at a couple events happening around town this week. Of course, it's Christmas time, and a couple events to tell you about. Tomorrow, Wednesday, December the 24th, King Cobb Market Pub, Bella Vista Nights, their free nights, just on Ellis Avenue, just down the street here, right beside the Western Cultural Center. 8 p.m., Clara Therese and Darwin Baker are playing. That's free at 8 p.m., Friday, December the 26th, if you need a little Boxing Day event, the Handsome Daughter on Sherbrooke Street has presented by Real Love Winnipeg, Sam Singer, Gabriela Osego, and Vonder are all playing. 7 p.m., $15 plus fees. So that sounds like a lot of fun. If you need a little break from all your family festivities. And Saturday, December the 27th at Park Alleys on Osborne Street, just a little further down from the Park Theater. Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices are playing 7:30 p.m. Tickets cost is $11.45. So I'm assuming that's 10 plus maybe a fee. Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices, that'll be a fun country dirt kicking show. If you want to do a little bit of holiday festivities and merriment and drinking, Andrew Neville would be your choice there for sure. Continuing on with our little happy belated birthday to Mike Watt, we're going to hear two tracks to kind of end us off here. And then that'll be the end of the show. I'll see you all next week for our last show of 2025. Wow. I'll do a little just a going through all my some of my favorite stuff over this last year that I've played. We're going to hear History Lesson Part 2 from Double Nickels on the Dime and Wheelbound Man from his Hyphenated Man record. So these two tracks kind of give a little bit of a picture of one Mike Watt. So here it is, ending us off here, our happy belated birthday to Mike Watt here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Our band could be your life. Real names be proof. Mike Watt, we played for years. Punk rock changed our lives. We learned punk rock in Hollywood. Drove up from Pedro. We were fucking corn dogs. We'd go drink and pogo. Thank you. My story could be his songs. I'm his soldier child. Our band of scientists rock. But I was E. Bloom and Richard Hell, Joe Strummer and John Doe. Me and Mike Watt playing a guitar.
Through my trips, me on a sweet line.